Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I am Taryn Armstrong, and I am back again with some more Big Brother Canada 6 post-finale interviews with these jury members. This time, I've got Olivia with me. Very, very excited to talk to Olivia. Ryan told me that her vote had been left up in the air prior to the jury questioning and that her vote was decided based on the questioning. So I'm very interested to hear her response about that and about why she ended up changing her vote from when she talked to me when she left the house to when she ended up casting the ultimate vote. And then, of course, plenty to ask her about with her experience throughout the season and some of the decisions that she made and her relationship with Paris. It was certainly a strained one at the start of the season with the whole Jesse thing. So let's get talking to Olivia.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Great. Very excited. How's it been adjusting back to real life?
It's been nice because I can talk to my family and friends again, but it's been a little overwhelming because I have no set schedule right now. So it's sort of like when I wake up in the morning, I'm like flustered. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do today?
Yeah.
There's no excitement anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people about like, it can be a traumatic experience being in that house. Kevin Martin talked about waking up in the middle of the night, like having flashbacks.
Yeah, for sure. Traumatic. My experience was amazing. Everyone in the house was absolutely fantastic. So I don't wake up being like upset about the experience, but I wake up thinking, okay, like now what?
Yeah.
So?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because you have to be on all the time in the house, and then now there's just nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so very, very excited to be talking to you. I think the main question on everyone's mind, especially given our last conversation where I had you rank who you were most likely to vote for to who you were least likely to vote for, you, Allie, and Johnny, you all ranked Kayla above Paris. So the question is, what happened in the jury house? What changed your mind?
Well, so I just watched my season back, and I think a lot of people are confused because the season definitely didn't portray mine and Paris's relationship to the extent that it really was. So when I was in the jury house, Allie and I had ranked Kayla above Paris because in that moment, we didn't really understand Paris's game. We loved her on a personal level, but we didn't understand her game. And I had mentioned a couple of times that going into the vote, I would be 100% open-minded until the speeches. And hearing that Paris brought herself to final three and then to final two, although the competitions don't really matter, I feel like it evened their playing field in terms of competitions. And then hearing their speeches, I just thought my gut told me Paris deserves this. I know people are going to disagree with that, but that's what I felt in my heart was the right decision. And I thought her speech was so graceful and gracious. And I feel like she really encompassed everything that I was looking for in an answer. And I felt like she really had a lot more, like she was a lot more self-aware of her game than Kayla was.
So would you say that you went into the questions like completely undecided? You were willing to go either way for sure?
100%, 100,000,000%. I was totally open-minded.
Were you leaning one way or the other, or was it completely open?
It was just, I was leaning towards Kayla until I heard that Paris took herself to the final three, and then, she took herself to final two, which right. For me is just, I think it's fantastic, and that evened the playing field, and then that meant me, I was going to be even more open-minded to the questions and the final, like, spiel.
Was there a single moment? I know a lot of people, after Kayla called you guys babies, there was a shot of you and Allie kind of whispering to each other. A lot of people thought maybe that was the moment that you changed your vote potentially. Was there a moment like that?
I honestly just think it was the entire speech. I'm not the type of person to take something like that super personally. Like if she called me babies, but she still deserved it and her speech, the rest of her speech was good, I'm like, okay, whatever. It was just the speech as a whole. I felt like she thought she did more than she did. And that was just my opinion, having not seen the season. And I know people will disagree with me, but there wasn't a particular moment. It was just the feeling I got after each of them did their speech.
Did Maddie have much of an influence on you guys? What did she do when she got into the jury house?
Well, Maddie, for sure, like, Allie and I knew that Maddie was going to come in with ulterior motives because she is so close with Paris. But at the same time, we know that Maddie doesn't really know our game because we never played the game with her. So when she told us what she thought about Paris's game and stuff that Kayla said, we said, okay, we're going to take this with a grain of salt because, you know, she has ulterior motives and I didn't really trust the girl. And in jury, it's like, you're still playing the game. So, I mean, I definitely took what she said a little bit. And I was like, hey, you know what? I can see Kayla saying this kind of stuff. So basically what Maddie said was, Kayla was taking credit for Hamza's eviction. She was taking credit for Veronica's eviction. And she just listed all this stuff. And I thought to myself, like, I can see Kayla saying that stuff because that's how she was with me in the house. But at the same time, Maddie does have ulterior motives. So I didn't really take it too much into consideration. But, you know, it may have played a little bit of a part.
Yeah. Take me back to the week where Allie and Kayla are on the block, and Paris ends up deciding to save Kayla over Allie. I think in the moment, you guys thought that was a bad decision. In retrospect, do you still think that was the wrong decision, or do you think Paris ultimately made the right decision? Obviously, if you're being results oriented, you might say she made the right decision, but what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's the thing. The trio moving forward with Dela, only one of them was going to survive because Dela wanted to keep one of them in terms of like a floater. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Moving forward with Allie and myself, I feel like more of them could have made it closer to the end. So I think as a group, they messed up and more of them could have made it to top three. But in terms of Paris's decision, I think she did make the right decision because I saw the footage back and Kayla campaigned her face off, and that's why she stayed instead of Allie. And I hope that it wasn't to Allie's detriment that I wasn't campaigning, because I didn't want to sit there promising the trio, I'm not going to put you up, because I was going to put them all up until like that whole thing went down. And then if I had won the triple eviction, I would have put Paris, Will, and then Derek up in the triple. So they did make the right decision. They saw through our bullshit.
If that triple goes a different way, we're looking at a whole different outcome this season, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been a shocking moment when just out of nowhere, Derek, like everybody but Derek gets the question wrong.
I know. And like, people were like, looking back, did you think you messed up? Or, you know, Johnny knew the answer. I'm like, Johnny only knew the answer because Marin said it to him. I'm like, that doesn't sound like something Marin would say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad that we didn't get you and Johnny in the end. Yeah. I think I might have asked you this before, but like if you had stayed in the house, do you know what your plan would have been?
Like if Allie had still gone home?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Allie had gone home and we played the triple, I feel like the outcome still would have been Derek would have won. But if Kayla, okay, I'm just trying to think of what the outcome would have been. I guess, okay, saying that we all make, like Johnny and I make top five with whoever is left. Johnny and I would have worked together and tried to win back to back. And the only thing that would have been a hiccup for me and Johnny would be Will. Because for some weird reason, Johnny has this attachment to Will and has been telling him final two, which I just found out.
Yeah.
So long. And I'm like, why Will? I don't understand. So I was thinking, yeah, Johnny and I, final two, top five, we'll go if Allie's gone, blah, blah, blah. And then I find out, oh, Johnny has a deal with Will, so I guess I'm just...
Well, to be fair, I think Will's a lot easier to beat in the end than you are. Actually, I think it goes back to the week that Jesse was evicted. Johnny worked really closely with Will to make that happen. And then ever since then, they maintained that sort of tight relationship. And then I don't know if he ever told you that right before Erica was evicted, he had made a final three with Will and Erica called The Social Aspect.
He told me that in the jury house. He goes, oh, by the way, Erica, Will, and I made a final three right before you evicted her. I'm like, okay, well, I don't even feel bad anymore. He told me that earlier.
Well, that was also a pivotal moment in your game when Canada ends up saving Ryan. You know, funny enough, at least we theorized that the reason that Canada saved Ryan was because the edit was making it out to be that Kayla really wanted Ryan gone, and Kayla was kind of the villain at this point. So Canada was like, oh, screw you, Kayla, we're going to save Ryan. But it actually ends up really benefiting Kayla that she gets to take a shot at Erica. And so before she did that, she had to ask you and Allie, are you willing to vote her out? Because without your votes, Erica does not leave. Mm-hmm. What went into the decision-making process there to vote Erica out over Will?
Well, here's the thing. I know Allie, and I think they showed this in the footage, Allie was really apprehensive about voting Erica out when Kayla first pulled her into the pantry. She was like, I think it's too soon, like freaking out a little bit. And I honestly think it was just the fact that she was emotionally connected to Erica, and maybe she was worried that we wouldn't be able to win stuff without her. But when I came into the pantry, I was like, we're not going to get this opportunity again. Like, you got to take out big players when you get this kind of opportunity. I'm like, we just got to do it. And so I pulled Allie into the corner right before the vote happened. And I said, we have to get her out. Johnny will forgive us. We can pull him back in. Like, everything will be fine, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and then we voted her out.
There you go. The main power structure of the house for a long time was this group of you, Allie, Erica, and then you had Dayla on one side and sort of Johnny on the other side. And Johnny was constantly trying to get you to go after Dayla. And they didn't realize it for a little while, but eventually they found out once Kayla won the HOH. Yeah. And it seemed like you kind of went back and forth between siding with Dayla or siding with Johnny. And sometimes it was siding with Johnny over Allie, or there were lots of different, like, you seem to be the one person that kind of went in between all of that. Can you tell me a little bit more about, like, how you handled that?
Yeah, I mean, this answer is going to disappoint a lot of people. It wasn't a lot of strategy. I mean, it was strategy, but it was more so like I would feel cracks in the foundation with, like, Dayla, or I would feel a crack in the foundation with Allie or Johnny, and I would feel the need to put another egg in a different basket, so to speak. And I felt like I needed to cover all my bases. So the reason Allie and I teamed up with Dayla was because they were another power duo, and we made a deal to not take each other out. And honestly, I think that created the longevity of mine and Allie's game, because if they had gone out earlier than us, I think we would have been targeted way sooner. And then on the other side of that, I wanted to keep Johnny around because I started having conversations with people about Allie and myself, and they kept saying, I love you, Liv, as a person, but I'm going to keep Allie over you because I think you're a bigger threat. And then alarm bells started going off, and I'm like, okay, I need to be with someone who is a bigger threat and who can win stuff and go back and forth. And so that's why I started getting closer and closer with Johnny, because I thought, you know, I need this guy who's viewed as a bigger threat beside me to take the heat, as opposed to Allie, who started losing. At first, she was seen as a bigger threat, and then I think that started diminishing and I started becoming the bigger threat.
Yeah. And if not for the triple eviction, I feel like it could have worked, right? Because any other eviction, Johnny is the only one that goes. And then it's just Liv and a showmance and a trio.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have been fine.
Yeah, we would have been fine. But what can you do? I didn't listen to anybody's speeches, and that's why I lost.
Something that happened early on in the game when Ryan was HOH, he had you targeted as a backdoor option. And then going into the next week, or during that week, the Alliance of Seven was formed with Dayla, you, Johnny, Allie, and Erica. And then one more, Jesse, right? And that was kind of split up by the end of the week because there was a lot of strife within the Alliance. Somebody had said to, or sorry, Paris had said to Kayla that you guys were coming after them. And then Kayla was like, oh, wow, Allie and Liv are coming after me, so we need to go after Allie and Liv. Mm-hmm. And so heading into that next week, you guys were at each other's throats. And then the following week, Kayla and you guys come back together and you're like, wait a minute, were we actually targeting each other, or did somebody just get in our ear?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, what was your experience with all that?
Okay, so first and foremost, I find it absolutely hysterical that I was the backdoor option for week two because, first of all, I was trying to lay low. And if you watch the footage back, there's this one scene where we're all on the red couches and I'm laying so low that you can't even see my face. All you see is my ponytail because I'm laying behind people. And then I find out, because I didn't know that that was the plan until in jury. And I was like, okay, so my laying low strategy didn't work. I didn't get any air time. And they wanted to backdoor me.
You did get an iconic scene early on in the game where you talked about, I don't want to campaign. Campaigning is tacky.
Yeah. Yeah, it is tacky, and I'm glad I didn't. And I still managed to stay over Jesse. So what does that say?
Yeah. I think people were like, people didn't know what to think at first, but then they really ended up loving your attitude about everything.
And you know, that's how it is in my regular life. Like when I first meet someone and if it's a split second, they usually take away from the conversation that I was standoffish or what have you. But then as they get to know me, they're like, oh, okay, that's just how she is, like super nonchalant, what have you. But also to talk about the group of seven, we call it the DOA seven, the dead on arrival seven. Go anywhere. And I thought that was so infuriating because we had such a good group of strong people that we could have, you know, stuck together and just won back to back and taken out the rest of the house. But Paris got in people's ears, which good for her. But it's funny, too, because in the Candle with Care competition for HOH, the one where we're in boxes and we're transferring fruit, I was with Maddie, and I remember being like 10 minutes in being like, okay, Maddie, you and I aren't going to win this. We need to sabotage Veronica and Hamza so that Dela can win. And little did I know that they
were working
with us. Oh my God, so frustrating. I mean, they still didn't win, but it's crazy to find out afterwards.
Yeah, that we talked about how Hamza winning was actually like, he was one of the few people that wouldn't have come after you guys. So it was like a huge break. So good thing that you didn't succeed.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the seven was formed? Because the feeds had gone out for a few days during the there was like some sort of party that happened. The veto competition happened and the feeds didn't come back for a long time. And by the time they did come back, the seven had already been formed. So we kind of missed how that occurred.
Okay, yeah, it was honestly just sleeping arrangements. And you know what I find really interesting is like past seasons, like earlier seasons, all of the beds were in one room. And I think it's only been, what, like two other seasons where the beds were split up. And that really dictated the season. Like it was, like you said, all seven of us and then Rosie in the one room. And we would just have little like house room meetings without Rosie. And I don't know how it really formed. I think we all just had such a good personal connection. Like we all got along really well. It was really easy. And it was sort of just like, and we're all in the same room. We were like, look, we're all strong players. We get along. Let's just make this work. And it didn't.
So during that time, a lot of conversation was focused around Paris and her relationship with Jesse and like what were her motivations for targeting you, because she was saying to the cameras that like she thought that you were jealous of her relationship with Jesse and like that's why she wanted to target you, because she was afraid that you were going to target her and she didn't want to go home because of some jealous girl. So what was your perspective on that whole situation?
You know, this whole situation really infuriates me because when I watched the season back, first of all, I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. I'm just a girl who thinks the guy is hot. I'm just trying to do my thing. And I have no idea. Like every time I would ask Paris, and there's a couple of scenes of it, she would say, oh, there's nothing going on. We're friends. Even, okay, she was the first one who told me to go for Jesse. And she kept saying that. And I'm like, okay, so I leave the house and I'm in jury and everyone's telling me this stuff once I'm out of it. And I'm like, okay, I had no idea this entire thing was going on. If I had known, like nothing would have happened in that sense. Like Paris and I were also really good friends. And I think that the show tried to not show that so that there would be more drama. But Paris and I were like best friends in the house. And honestly, I loved her and I was never jealous. Like I was there to play my game. And I think there was a bathroom scene with Jesse and I, and I said, and I still didn't know that they had a thing going on. And I said, look, I think you're really like good looking, but I'm here to play my game. So if I've been distant, this is why, basically. The whole thing, oh my God, it just got so twisted. But honestly, no, it was nothing like it looked on TV. It was a lot more harmless. And every eye roll that you saw associated was not true.
No. Yeah, well, we went back and we examined Paris's game. And I think the moment that she started targeting you was, I think you were at the pool table and you had asked Paris, like, hey, what do you think? Should I go for Jesse? And she was like, yes. And then she immediately ran to Dayla and to Will and to Maddie. And she was like, we got to target Liv. We got to target Liv.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on, girl. You do you. Like, I'm playing my own game. That had nothing to do with my game. It's funny watching it back because that wouldn't happen now that we know each other. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think it was awkward. And her DR after that scene was, oh my God, this is so awkward. And I didn't think it was awkward. I'm just having a grand old time.
I feel like that was my read on it during the situation. I think I was saying that I don't think Liv even knows what's happening right now. I think that's what I was saying.
No idea. Trust me, if I had known, I would have done my own thing so long ago. You think I want to run around this house chasing after somebody who's already liking someone else? Like, no, that's not my game.
There was people talked about during one of the parties, you had thrown some water in Paris's face. Can you explain that?
Yeah, but that was just for fun. I threw in a bunch of other people's faces also because I was pretty drunk, but that's just what I do. And what I think was taken out of context was I was telling the group that I love, like sometimes when I go to bars, I'll throw water in people's faces like a couple times when I drink too much. And so I was like, guys, watch, like this is what I do. And I was doing it to a bunch of people. And of course, they single in on me in Paris. And I mean, she didn't like it at the time, but it wasn't like I was going after her. I even hugged her. I was like, I thought it was fun. You can throw one in my face. And everything was just taken out of context.
What is it about throwing water in people's faces that you enjoy?
It's just so satisfying. I mean, I would never do an actual drink because you could hurt someone's eyes or it's sticky. But water is just harmless.
You must have really loved that HOH competition with the...
Yeah, except I was the first one out. I didn't even get a chance to throw it in
All right.
my face.
Oh man, what a shame.
I know.
You would have been an expert. What was the feeling when you ended up having that meeting with Kayla and like sort of realizing like, oh, we've been kind of eyeing each other, but I don't know if this is true that we were ever actually like somebody must have gotten in our ear. Somebody must have said something. And that's sort of when you started to come back together. Did that feel like something good and solid?
Yeah, are you referring to the meeting where it was Erica, Allie, myself, and Kayla in the HOH room?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So she first came into the room, and it was like, not on her part, but it was just a hostile environment at first because we had all been hearing stuff about each other. We're all very tense and on edge. And I forget who was the first person to break the ice because we were just small talking for like 10 minutes. And I think it was Erica. She goes, okay, look, what's happening? Like, blah, 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 blah. And then Kayla was like, I heard this from so-and-so. And then Allie and I are like, okay, well, we heard this from so-and-so. And then as we sort of put everything out on the table and we figured out that someone, well, I guess now we know Paris, had been putting stuff in all of our ears to get us to go after each other. And I think that meeting was so crucial for our games and the reason that we stayed longer because we managed to figure out that we're not actually going after each other. It's people putting it in our heads. And that's what's so crazy about the game is you have to find a way to sift through all the bullshit to figure out what's real without confronting people.
Yeah, and it was funny at the time because Hamza was the HOH and like his whole plan and Will's whole plan, like their whole thing was we're going to keep Liv safe and she's going to be so grateful to us that we kept Liv safe in order to get Jesse out. And meanwhile, like Kayla is swooping in and like you guys are coming together and like Hamza and Will and them like got no benefit from keeping you safe. Like they just, cause they didn't bother to like talk to you or, and Hamza was making you nervous and Kayla was able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, totally. I think my thing with Hamza was, I love him as a person. He's such an amazing, he was such an amazing player. And that's why I took a shot at him. It was more a respect thing than anything else, but he was such a wild card and you can see it watching it back. And everybody even knew it, even though like he didn't say it directly to everyone. Like you can just see it in his attitude. He would just do whatever he wanted to be like some crazy, not listen to anybody, don't follow the rules. And that week, even though he kept me safe, he tried to mess with me a bit. And I mean, it wasn't a vengeful thing. It was just like that solidified what I thought about him as a player in terms of a wild card. So I was like, he needs to go.
He really was a wild card. Like the plan had been initially to target Dayla, but then he got Wendy's with Derek and changed his mind because he bonded with Derek. So then said he went after Jesse. And then after he won the veto, he was like, okay, new plan. I'm going to use the veto on Jesse and put Ryan up. And then we'll send Ryan or Liv home. And Johnny and Will were like, whoa, wait a minute. No. And then I think ultimately we talked a lot about it. The thing that changed Tams's mind was he had a conversation with Jesse where, you might know this, when Jesse left, he like closed the door a little hard, I guess. Like he was kind of frustrated with Hamza for losing the veto. And so Hamza was like, he slammed the door. Screw him. He's done. And we're like, Jesse, you got voted out of the game because you slammed a door.
Yeah. And what's funny is after the veto, like the fresh off the block veto, I remember talking to Erica and she was like, wow, Jesse like blew up after not winning the veto. Like he's handling this very poorly. And it just goes to show in the house, every single move you make is so crucial. Like just a silly example, I did so many of the girls' makeup and I started getting irritated doing their makeup. And Allie's like, just say no. And I'm like, if I say no, I'll be on the block because I'll take it personally and it'll snowball effect. And you just get paranoid and you just have to be so careful about what you do.
Yeah. And true to what you were saying, where, you know, people might not be sure about what to make of you at first, after that Jesse week, you were never really a target on anybody's radar, until basically the triple eviction. So, then we headed into the, Veronica week. Veronica cast that hinky vote with Jesse and just denied, even though you all knew it was obviously her. And you and Allie were a vital part of making sure that Veronica was targeted. What was it about Veronica in particular that made you want to target her?
Honestly, people think it was a lot of reasons, you know, whether it was her being annoying in the house, which I didn't find her annoying, or that she was, you know, messy or what have you. But the only reason that we wanted to get her out is because we saw her play and handle with care and she just beasted through that competition. Like I've never seen anyone beast through a competition. And her, when she talks about stuff, her determination, you can just feel her determination and it just scared the shit out of me. And I was like, Allie, Allie and I both knew we needed to get her out.
Yeah, there you go. So you definitely, we went through, cause there was some debate among the fans, like who was responsible for getting Veronica backdoored, because some people did say, no, Kayla was definitely a part of it. And some people were like, no, it was Allie and Liv. From my perspective, I have notes on every single day. We did live feed updates every single day.
Yeah.
You can tell me if this is correct from your perspective. My view was that you and Allie started to want to target Veronica the week prior to Erica's HOH reign. You started talking to Kayla about not trusting Veronica, saying that she was going back and forth telling both sides the same thing. That got Kayla annoyed with Veronica, and Kayla had been pretty close with Veronica. They had this whole rugby player thing going on. And then by the time Erica's HOH week came around, you and Allie talked Erica into backdooring Veronica. Kayla was there sometimes as well, and she was aiding you. But I, from my perspective, it was you and Allie, that really pushed for that and made it happen.
Yeah. And I mean, I agree with that, but I guess I'm biased because, but also I think, and I, like I said, I had just watched the season and I think they really downplayed mine and Erica's relationship. And even though she, ended up going, making a three deal with Will and Johnny. I honestly believe it was just because of Allie, and she knew that I was close with Allie. I think if I had been a lone wolf, she would have pulled me in immediately. So I think she had this trust with me. And when I talked to her, and my gameplay in general, my strategy was to be very casual and nonchalant in the way that I approached people, like pitches, so that it didn't seem like I was pushing my agenda too hard. So when I had conversations with her, it was very, you know, subdued, very casual. And I think that created a trust. And I feel like that was the seed when I planted that Veronica needed to go.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, Johnny and Erica talked a lot about who they wanted to take to the end of the game. And it was always you. Olivia was always the person that they wanted to take Final 5, Final 4. I don't know if they ever talked about Final 3, but I think if they did, it would have been you that they wanted to bring. So you definitely had good relationships there. And I think it was after Erica wins the veto, it was you, when you came up, you told Erica that Veronica said, Erica's not dumb enough to backdoor me. And that's when Erica was like, oh, yes, I am. And that was it. At that point, she was locked in.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how, and in the moment when Veronica was backdoored, in my head, I mean, of course, Erica was the main reason that Veronica left, because she was the one who did the power moves. But her immediate thought that week after she nominated Maddie and Marin was to get Maddie out. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to keep the veto the same for a small amount of time. And then her and I had a conversation, and I said, you know, I think there's a bigger move to be made. We were sitting on the bench underneath the stairs. That's where it took place. And I said, I think there's a bigger move to be made here. And it was the truth as well. And then we managed to pull it off. So, I mean, kudos to her and me.
Yeah. So tell me more about the double eviction. You won the HOH. You nominated ultimately Ryan and Marin. That was a very intense scene. You had initially been thinking about targeting Maddie, but then Johnny forces his way into the storage room, and he's like, "Don't you do this to me?" What was your feeling throughout that entire experience?
Johnny comes into the storage room and he says, you need to, so I say, I'm going to put up, don't get mad. And he starts freaking out because he knows what he's going to say. And I was like, okay, these are the options, Maddie and Marin or Marin and Ryan. And he goes, Maddie's not touching that block, blah, 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 blah. And I knew that it was because of his game. He wasn't looking out for me. But at the same time, once he did that, it made me think, you know what? First I'm going to just do Marin and Ryan. Well, that's a safe bet. We'll do that. If someone comes off, I'm going to backdoor Hams, because Maddie and Hams are both dangerous in their own ways, but Hams is more of an immediate threat. And I thought that by saving Maddie, and I don't know if this was aired, but Maddie and I had a conversation in that room, and I said, look, I was going to put you up, but I'm not going to, but this means that we have to work together and we have to be good. And I thought that would solidify something with her in the future, but watching it back, obviously it didn't. She didn't give a shit that I saved her, which is irritating, but it's fine. In the end, I was really happy that I decided, I guess Johnny made me, but that I decided to do Hamza as a backdoor. Because when I was deciding a replacement nominee, I was like, you know what? I could be like, screw it. Just put Maddie up anyways. What's Johnny going to do? You know what I mean? And that would make Erica and Allie happy. But at the same time, right before that happened, Allie was like, just do what your gut says. Do what your gut says. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know, my gut does say Hamza, because he put me up. And I know that he says he's good with me, but I don't think he really is good with me. And I know that Erica and Allie are good with him, so they're trying to push their agenda. And even though Johnny was as well, I'm like, I know they'll forgive me, and I don't think Johnny will. So I'm just going to backdoor Hams.
So if you had put up Ryan and Maddie, Ryan still probably wins the veto. Would you still have backdoored Hamza?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's hard to say, because I could have backdoor Hams still, but then I guess Johnny, okay, so yeah, maybe I would probably have backdoor Ham still, because then I could have kept Maddie safe, but scared her a little, and then Johnny would still be happy because she wouldn't have gone home. But then at the same time, it's like, Maddie just, I could never get in her head. I was never on the same page as her, and I really did, even though she wasn't a threat, it's like in this house, people who aren't on the same page as you, even if they're not winning competitions, they're still a threat because they get in people's ears. If they happen to win an HOH, you're screwed. So I don't know. It would have to be in a moment thing. It's hard to say. I would have been happy with either Maddie or Hamza going home that week. So I guess I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for like Johnny, we've talked about like Johnny had been essentially prepping the trio, Paris, Maddie, and Will. Like he had been priming them to go after Dayla for so long. And he was just like, they're going to win a competition. They're going to go after Dayla for me. It's going to be great. They'll take them out. Then I'll have the loyalty of of Ali. Like that was Johnny's plan, which was a pretty good one, except that, Maddie, Paris, and Will never won a competition. So we look back at that moment where it's like, obviously from Johnny's perspective in that moment, Maddie is a much more valuable, person to use as a weapon against somebody else because Hamza is such a wild card, but they never won a competition, and Hamza could have won competition, so ultimately Hamza was probably more valuable there.
Right. Very true. And like, I don't want this to sound so rude, but the entire time I was thinking, you know, this trio, I mean, I guess it's true. I said, you know, this trio is probably just holding back wins because, you know, they're probably able, and I don't know if it was their strategy to just not. But I mean, the only person out of them who did was Paris, and that's the reason why I thought she deserved to win.
Yeah, we when we went through Paris's game, she talked to the cameras a lot about her game, and basically every week she would be like, "Oh, I need to win HOH this week. I need to do it. I keep losing my allies. I need to win HOH." And then the HOH would come around, and she'd be like, "Ah, maybe not."
Yeah.
And then the next week she'd be like, "Oh, I should have won that HOH."
Yeah, that's how it goes. I had a couple of those moments as well. It's funny because the HOHs that you really want to win, you just can't. Like that slippery slope one that Johnny won, I really wanted that, and it was so hard. Like, no, it was impossible. There was no way I was going to win it.
So then Erica wins again. You end up, this is when you end up voting for Marin to leave over Ryan. You vote differently than Allie here. Was there a particular reason that you sided with, essentially Johnny over Allie in this spot?
Honestly, it was sort of just like logic. Like if I had voted out Ryan, he still would have stayed. So why am I going to piss off Ryan, piss off Erica, piss off Johnny just to, you know what I mean? Just to be vengeful. I'm like, I don't care that much. I'm just going to be on the right side of this vote.
I talked to Kayla about her jury management. I asked Kayla, like, what was your strategy with jury management? And she was like, yeah, I didn't have any. That was a mistake. And you know, voting for people when you know they're going to stay sometimes makes them angry.
Yeah, true. My thing with jury management is, and I mean, maybe this is me, this might just be me not being an emotional person. It's not so much like stroking my ego. It's just being honest and taking ownership for moves and not taking ownership for moves that weren't yours. And so to stand up in a room full of people who played all different games, they know all aspects of this game that makes up the 360, for you to stand there and take credit for certain things that isn't yours. You can say I played a part in this, you know, this is how this happened, this repercussion happened because of this. That's fine, but that's not what happened.
It's really interesting that it comes down to that, because in the house there were a lot of people taking, like, that seemed to be a theme of the season, actually. Like there were a lot of people who thought that they had made moves. Usually it was Johnny that had made the moves and somebody else thought that they had made it. But sometimes it was you and Allie. And you know, again, like we know from Paris talking to the cameras that she had thought that she had made a lot of the moves that she hadn't made. But Kayla obviously did as well. But obviously, Paris, when it came down to the final speeches, or at least, what she told me was that she didn't have enough time to talk about some of the things that she had did more specifically. I guess it probably wouldn't have mattered, but I don't know. It's very interesting, and I don't think that you should regret your vote. I think that you voted the correct way, and I think that anyone that tells you like, "Oh, you voted wrong," like, that's not the point of the game. The point of the game is that, you know, you voted the way that you felt was right, and that was the right decision. Yeah. But it's very interesting to me, this idea that that it was about taking credit, because we talked so much about how we thought there's no way Paris can win this game because she's going to get to the final two and she's going to take credit for all these moves she didn't make. Mm-hmm. And then she didn't do it. And then she won. And I was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah. And my thing is too, like, I definitely think that Kayla played an amazing game. And I think final two is an incredible place to be. Like, I don't think she lost by any means. She took away a monetary prize. And also, like I said, being in the finale is fantastic. And I think she deserved to be there because she played an incredible game. But like you said, jury vote is for each individual juror to vote how they, for the person they want to win. And it's, you know, you could give me 1,000 reasons against or for either one. And it's just based on who I think deserves to have the title.
I talked to Ryan yesterday and he said from his perspective, Johnny had been swayed from Kayla to Paris before the questions and you and Allie had gone in undecided. Is that sort of how you see it as well?
I honestly didn't know. Johnny was sort of a closed book about, I mean, he was very vocal that he didn't want Derek to win, but he was a closed book in terms of Paris and Kayla. So like I said, yes, Allie and I went in completely open-minded, but I wasn't sure about the other jurors. Like Will and Maddie said they were open-minded, but I'm kind of calling bullshit on that. And then Derek, obviously his mind was made up. And then I honestly didn't know where Johnny's vote lied. Even after the speeches, I mean, obviously we can't talk about it, but I didn't get a certain vibe from him after a particular speech. So yeah, that's news to me.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird because in my exit interview with Maddie, I asked her to rank who she was most likely to vote for and who she was least likely to vote for. And she actually ranked Derek first, then Kayla, then Paris, than Will. And I was very, you have a shocked face on right now. I was very surprised by that ranking.
Reasons? Are you allowed to tell me her reasons?
Yeah. I mean, I think she said that, she appreciated Derek's game over Kayla's and, you know, because Derek did a better job of managing the jury than Kayla did. And Derek was able to explain his game in a better way than Kayla did when, cause they both explained their game to Maddie.
Right.
And then, in terms of Kayla, I'm having trouble remembering exactly what she said, but she said something along the lines of like, you know, despite the fact that I don't like the way that she's played the game in terms of like, she doesn't credit other people for things. She kind of takes credit for herself. She has played a very impressive game. She's like, she's kicked ass, like stuff like that. I think she ultimately said like, but if Paris steps up her game, if she wins some competitions, then I'd probably vote for Paris. So I think that definitely once Paris wins those competitions, that's easily what tips the scales in favor of Paris for Maddie. Mm-hmm. But it was weird to hear because in other exit interviews, she was also saying like, I'm going to go into the jury house and I'm going to be stumping for Paris and like trying to get them to vote for Paris. So I thought that was a curious thing.
Very curious.
Yeah. Some people were like, oh, she was lying to you, Taryn. She was lying.
Just to look like she doesn't have a favorite.
Yeah, well, because she's a fan of the podcast. So people are like, oh, well, maybe she was just pretending to be objective to you, Taryn, because she wanted to impress.
Right. That's so funny.
I thought that was funny. So any other like stories from the jury house? Like anything interesting happen?
Nothing interesting. You definitely get sick of people. Like, yeah. I mean, even your best friend, and this is something I'll touch on. I know that some people who are like fans of Allie and I, there's a scene of me kind of like ranting about her a couple of times, but it's like, you live with this person for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I was in there for like 8.5 weeks and you know, you can't be pleased with them all the time. But you know, Allie and I were best friends. She's one of my best friends. We'll have this connection forever. But just for those people, I loved her. I think that some people were worried because I said I might have cut her in final two. And that's not something that I'm saying yes or no definitively to. But in certain moments when you're irritated with someone or if there's a part in the game where you feel like it's not going the right way, you say and think certain things that if it was a good day, you wouldn't be thinking. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes it'd be like, I'm not taking her to final two because, you know, our games are too similar or et cetera, et cetera. But if we were in final two and she was against someone like Maddie or, you know, Will or Paris even, I'm sure I would have taken her over that.
Yeah. We saw a lot of that, especially, I think it was it Johnny's HOH week, after the big blow up? Yeah. And when you were talking a lot with Johnny about like, how Allie like talks over you sometimes and speaks for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and some of those things that I said were strategy as well, because for someone to really believe that you're drifting apart, or maybe you don't want to be partners with them to the end, you have to put in some personal irritants as well. And I think that for me is what I thought would convince Johnny, is if I seemed like I was maybe more irritated than with her than what I was. Some of it was true, but not all of it. Most of it was strategy. And it was just me trying to ensure that I didn't go on the block instead of Allie, which, I mean, I still went home the same day as her, so I guess it didn't matter. But
it's only because of these triples. I'm not a fan of the triple myself.
No.
Because first of all, you guys spent like half the game preparing for it. Like it wasn't like it was a surprise. And also, like, you know, people like you who have this great strategy of like, you were hidden behind multiple targets. You know, you ended up leaving. If there's not if that's a double eviction instead of a triple, even if it's like what we would prefer, which is like two doubles in a row, you still send the same amount of people home, but it's not three people on the block, only one gets saved. I don't think there's a chance you get sent home in that spot. And then we head into the final five instead of like, okay, now it's just down to who's going to win the competitions because it's a trio versus a showman's. There's two of the trio and Liv and a showman's, and there's all kinds of different, more interesting dynamics that could have played out from there.
Totally. That's a good point. And I think that would have been a lot more interesting, but people love the triple because it's such a bloodbath.
It is exciting to watch in the moment, for sure. Like we were, and like, you know, I was hoping, you and Johnny could, survive it, but even when you didn't, I was like, wow, that was a good episode. It's just like, now that it's over, like the season is basically over because we're just waiting for the competitions to play out at this point.
Exactly. There's no more strategy really. Yeah, you're right. It's just competition wins.
Yeah. So if you could point to like, what is the main thing? Like, what do you think Kayla did wrong the most that lost her the game? If you could point to one thing in particular.
I think she got on a lot of people's radar for being like playing a dirty game and playing an aggressive game. I know that, you know, the game is about lying. And for me, this doesn't matter because I'm not an emotional, like I said, I'm not an emotional person. And I appreciate and I find watching those kind of games very interesting when they're dirty and aggressive. But being in the house and, you know, like it's dirty management, living with someone who is throwing you under the bus, like that one house meeting where Allie and I walk in and Johnny's the one who kind of had our back because he goes, okay, well, I'm going to grab them and pull them in. While I think this was top eight. While the other people like Dela and the trio were in the white room. And then so Allie and I go in and Kayla had been throwing Allie under the bus saying, yeah, we're guaranteeing the trio that they're going to be safe in the triple. And then Allie's like, okay, well, don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say I was putting them up. And, you know, this whole thing bothers me too because the trio were so, so enamored about the triple. They weren't thinking long term, and that still irritates the shit out of me. But I mean, I guess it did work out for Paris, but they could have saved more of them if they hadn't been so focused on just the triple. But anyways, Kayla was throwing Allie under the bus, and she says things by like putting words in people's mouths and even just like making stuff up out of thin air, things that she said to Erica about Veronica even. There's examples of that. And like I said, as a viewer, I love it. But as someone who lives with her, and I think I can speak for everyone, pretty much everyone, when I say that it wasn't the best environment. And that really put me off at times because it's hard to deal with. And you're constantly on defense, constantly. After she talked to someone, you have to go up to them and be like, okay, what did she say? Let me prove that it's wrong. You know, that sort of thing. So I think that was definitely to her fault. But I mean, she still made top two, so she did something right.
Yeah. You talked about that decision between Kayla and Allie with the trio. Were you aware of how many times they changed their mind?
Not until I was in the jury house.
Yeah. They, like it was legitimately, I've watched every season of Big Brother. I've never seen anything like it. They changed their mind. It had to have been at least 20 times. And they literally, we talked about how if Will had voted before Paris, then Kayla might have been voted out because Will was much more likely to vote Kayla out. And when they passed each other in the hallway, Paris was like, or Will was like, which way did you vote? And Paris was like, I voted Allie.
Oh my
like,
God.
That's how close it was.
I had no idea.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
But I feel like that's so silly because how can such an important move be made in like a second? Like, to me, I feel like you should have thought it out and then stuck to it because you knew that was the right decision.
I agree. They were just so indecisive. And man, there was a moment when they were like about to be set on keeping Allie, and Paris was talking to Allie and she was like, you're not going to put me up, right? And Allie was like, no, definitely not. And she's like, what if the veto is used? And Allie was like, don't do this to me, Paris. And Paris was like, don't do what to me? Like Paris was like, oh no, now Allie's mad at me. And meanwhile, Kayla is like promising me the world and the stars and she's swearing on her cats. Oh man, it was so close. It was so close.
That's another thing with the trio. Like, God bless them. I honestly love them. But that was so irritating for Allie and I. We constantly had to promise them the sun and the moon, reassure them 24/7. And we're like, okay, we have to have them. We have spent 500 hours making sure that these people are on our side. Oh, just kidding. They voted you out. Like, that's the cherry on top. That was the most irritating aspect of the entire thing.
Yeah. So if you could point to like one part of Paris's game that you think ultimately won her the game, in terms of the jury vote and everything, what would you say that is?
Okay. So for me, and this is obviously just my opinion, but I thought that she played a really good social game in terms of she played every single person, and things that I told her in confidence, thinking that I had her trust 100%, I found out she was telling people, which is fine because it's a game. But that's why I thought it was amazing, because I didn't even know it was happening until maybe the last 2 weeks. I started feeling like I don't have this girl 100%. But until that point, I trusted her. Like, she was the only other person who knew Veronica was getting backdoored, other than I think it was Johnny, Allie, Erica, myself, and then I told Paris just to keep her on my side. And that shows you that I really trusted her. I mean, she told Maddie, but I mean, it is what it is. But for me, like, I think I have pretty good intuition. In the house, it gets a little jumbled up sometimes. But for her to be able to, and this was my voting speech, for her to be able to evade that really impressed me. And I thought she played a cleaner, more organized game, and she had really good personal connections with everyone. She managed to get herself out of the Johnny's HOH week when he blew up everyone's game, and she, like, her and Kayla went at it a bit. She managed to rekindle that and get their trust back because they didn't put her up in the triple, right? So I don't know, I just thought it was a cleaner game. Even though she didn't win competitions until the end, when she won the two competitions, like the two most important competitions in the end, I was like, I'm sold. Basically.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, because I think from, you know, cause I think there are a lot of viewers, you know, there were a lot of Kayla fans. This is definitely, I think it's a pretty split, sort of response in terms of like, there are a lot of people that are upset that Kayla lost, but there are also a lot of people that are very happy that Paris won. Sometimes it's like, you know, I don't think this is a case where it's like everybody is saying, oh, Kayla was robbed. Cause I think there are a lot of people that were on Paris's side. But I think there were a lot of people that looked at Paris's game and it was like this, it looked very messy, especially from our perspective, because, and I think I mentioned this, when we recapped her game, she talked to the cameras so much. We knew every detail about what she was doing. And so like, we saw every flaw in her game. We saw every bit of indecisiveness and messiness. Mm-hmm. But I think the important part to take away from you guys and the jury's response to Paris is that she managed to hide that extremely well. And the perception of her own game that she gave off was one of cleanliness and organization. And, you know, she had that feud with you early on, about Jesse, and she was the cause of Ryan's demise with Kayla. And she threw Maddie under the bus constantly. And yet all three of you end up voting for her and feeling good about her. And I think that's something that we can take away from Paris's game, is like, that's impressive stuff, because Kayla was not able to do that.
Yeah. And for the record, I was never even gunning for Paris until I think mid season, when I was like, you know what? She really is like playing everyone, and we probably do need to get one of the trio out, and she might be the best option because she is, I think, the strongest out of them.
Yeah, I think it was, it might have been Kayla's HOH. No, it was, it was during Kayla's HOH that you and Allie started to talk about Paris a little bit more. And then when Derek won the HOH after that, that was when you and Allie were trying to get Derek to like look at Paris and be like, hey guys, Paris has never been nominated. She has the best social game. Watch out for Paris.
Yeah, but until then, she hadn't even been on my radar, even mm-hmm. in the slightest.
There you go. All right. Anything else that you want to address? Anything that people have been asking you that you feel like maybe you want to talk about?
I feel like we've pretty much touched on everything. I'm trying to go through every single person. Oh, my thing with Ryan. So I thought this was interesting, because when we got into the jury house, I said something to Allie, like, the reason Allie and I had such an issue trying to bring someone in, like whether it was Johnny or whether it was Erica or like Paris, was because they always felt like inferior to the relationship that Allie and I had. Like they didn't feel equal when we brought them in. And then Ryan goes, this is in the jury house. And then Ryan goes, not me. Like, as if he didn't feel inferior. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? And he goes, when we promised final three to each other. And I'm like, wait, what? And Allie, and then he left the room, and I was like, what is he talking about? And Allie's like, oh, at the pool table, like just to make sure we were good with him, I promised him that. And I'm like, you can't promise him this kind of stuff, because he takes it so seriously. And now I'm dragged into it. And I'm like, Ryan, I never promised you final three.
Well, that does remind me. When I talked to Ryan yesterday, I asked him about the whole I don't trust that that B situation. He told me yesterday he sticks to it. He swears that's what he heard. He heard Allie say that to you, I believe. Do you remember hearing that at all?
Not even in the slightest. And I tried to look it up yesterday, and I couldn't find the footage anywhere. So if someone if someone can find the footage.
That's why, like, because it wasn't on the feeds. And then so we were hoping, like, okay, surely then the episode will clarify this for us.
Right.
Like, we'll see the fight, and then we'll see a flashback to either it not happening or it happening. But they didn't. They didn't show us. So we were left in the dark. For what it's worth, I believe that Ryan believes he heard it. But I also believe that maybe he misheard it or something. Like, I think it's just one of those things.
That's what I think happened as well. Because he's so, like, he's not the type of person to fight tooth and nail about something that didn't happen. But I really don't think it that's what was said.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you so much for talking with me.
No, thank you. This was so much fun. I love talking about it and clarifying stuff.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like you have clarified a lot of things for me. Hopefully, people listening will appreciate it as well. You're just delightful to talk to.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. Hopefully we'll get to talk soon again.
Yes. Is there anyone like from the cast that you're looking forward to hanging out with or plan to hang out with?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing Erica this weekend in Toronto. And then I think I'm going to go to Vancouver maybe in July to see a bunch of, you know, Johnny and Derek and Paris and Allie and then some of the alum as well.
So
that's
awesome.
And for right now, that's it though.
All right. Well, thank you again. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right, there you go. That was Olivia. I had a very fun time talking with her. Interesting to note that she genuinely was just open. In fact, she said she was leaning toward voting for Kayla heading into that jury questioning, but ultimately changed her mind based on what she heard. And again, more of this talk of Kayla taking credit for moves that she didn't make. It really does seem like this was a huge factor in the jury vote, which just continues to intrigue me to no end, because we had talked all season long about how Paris was going to lose the jury vote because she was going to sit in front of them and say that she had done all these moves that that the jury members had actually done. But instead, Kayla takes the fall for trying to take credit for other people's moves. Very, very interesting there. It's it does make me wonder if the jury speeches, if we had been in the longer jury questioning back, you know, back in BB10, the one that I always advocate for, I wonder what would have happened, because Paris herself told me in her exit interview that if she had more time, there was a lot more that she had wanted to talk about. And we heard a lot of Paris's speeches in the house prior to the finale, and they included a lot of her essentially taking credit for moves that I think at the very least the jury would feel like maybe they should be the ones getting the credit for that. So very, very interesting, very interesting stuff. And I think we definitely have to credit Maddie in the jury for helping create this perception of Kayla as trying to take credit for other people's moves. I think that that definitely could have been the thing that swings it over. Still, obviously, need to talk to Allie and Johnny to hear from them about their thoughts and what swayed them. But interesting stuff from Olivia. Very, very happy to talk to her. She's great to talk to. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this one. There will be more to come. I'm still in talks with Johnny and Allie and Maddie at the moment. I'm sure we'll also get Kayla and hopefully Paris as well. So make sure you stay tuned for those. Check me out on Twitch. We're going to have some fun on there playing some social strategy games where we lie and deceive each other and all of that fun stuff. And of course, check out all of the great Survivor coverage happening on RHAP. You can follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren for updates on all of these exit interviews. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next time.